Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
We are in a new golden era of Knicks basketball, one that I believe is just getting started. And I know, positive Tommy, you always put the cart before the horse. You can't enjoy anything. You're always moving on to the next thing, and you're always with the new proclamation and the new hyperbolic statement, and, well, you're about to hear another one. Because I do think that the Knicks are headed towards a dynasty. When you look at the core of this team, they're in the prime of their careers. When you look at the infrastructure of this team, led by Leon Rose, they are in as good a hands as any team in sports. Think about what Leon Rose, when he took over, which it basically was an expansion franchise. That's what the Knicks were. They had no hope, no direction. And Leon Rose, early on, a couple bumps, but after that, he was able to build this team from the ground up and brick by brick, move by move, and every move he made was criticized. Not by all Knicks fans, but if you're sitting there right now as a Knicks fan saying, oh, I applauded every single move, there wasn't one move that... Come on, let's be honest with ourselves. There were moves that Leon Rose made that you criticized. Bringing in Brunson. Trading DiVincenzo. Trading 5 first-round picks for Mikal. Acquiring Cat. Trading for Anunoby. Getting rid of RJ Barrett and IQ for Anunoby. Firing Tibbs. That was a big one. Hiring Mike Brown. That was a real big one. You know what? Leon Rose has proven all of us wrong. And we're happy to be wrong. You know, as fans, as passionate sports fans, as diehard Knicks fans, as suffering Knicks fans, all we wanted was what we all would want as a sports fan, and that is the best for our team and a championship. And sometimes we like to play GM. And sometimes we think we know better than those that are in charge and getting paid the big bucks to run a team. We think, hey, we can go in there and do that a heck of a lot better than you. And sometimes that is the case, by the way. But not in this case. In this case, Leon Rose knew exactly what the heck he was doing. He knew better than all of us. And he turned LOL Knicks into the toast of the NBA. He took this team from a laughing stock to the top of the mountain. Now they are the champion Knicks. They are on the verge of a dynasty, in my opinion, at least, Knicks. They are the best-run organization in New York sports, Knicks. And that's all because of Leon Rose. And you can't credit Leon Rose without crediting James Dolan. Much maligned, much criticized. A man that was very much a hot topic on this radio station, on all social media platforms. The Knicks will never win as long as James Dolan owns the team. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's never going to bring a championship back home to the Garden as far as on the hardwood. Not going to happen. If you were alive to see the championships, good for you, but you're never going to see another one. And for those of you that haven't seen one, you're not going to see one. Because James Dolan, he's a horrible owner, and he'll never, ever, ever hire the right people. He'll never get out of the way. He's always going to meddle. And the Knicks are doomed. A lifetime of suffering for Knicks fans. Well, you know what? James Dolan still owns the team, and the Knicks won a championship. And that's because he hired the right person. He hired Leon Rose, who took this team from scratch and built it into a sustainable winner, a champion, and a team that's not going anywhere. I have the utmost confidence in this group as long as Jalen Brunson and Leon Rose are a part of this franchise. You talk about two guys that will do anything to win. Now, Leon Rose stuck his neck out there a bunch. As I just detailed, all of his moves at some point or another were not popular. He either traded a popular player or, in some people's mind, gave up too many picks for a certain player. Or he acquired a player that wasn't necessarily a superstar at the time when we all wanted that superstar. And look, if Leon Rose saw this Jalen Brunson coming, then really he is the genius of all geniuses. I'm not totally buying that because if anybody saw Jalen Brunson being this great, including his college coach, Jay Wright, which he said on the station. In fact, Jay Wright, I believe he joined Joe Beningo. He was on this radio station earlier. And obviously, Jay Wright, one of the great all-time college coaches for what he did at Hofstra, for what he did at Villanova, as good as it gets. And he obviously knows Jalen Brunson quite well. And there are a lot of people that doubted Jalen Brunson being that superstar. And now Jalen Brunson is, I think, the best player in the league. I mean, call me crazy, but he's the best player in the league. He's certainly the most clutch player. And he is the finals MVP and a champion. Take a listen to this. This is Jay Wright, who coached Jalen Brunson at college, who has watched Jalen Brunson throughout his pro career. Won championship, like, knows what's... Because it's one of those things, too, where... And this is where you can get caught evaluating players as both a GM and a fan. I could see somebody's game. I could see their physical attributes. And then I can form my opinion based on that. Here's the problem. You don't know about their heart. You don't know about their fight. You don't know about their will to get better and be better and reach that mountaintop. You know what I mean? Like Jalen Brunson, to me right now, there's nobody in the sport that wants it more than him. And when you have that type of player on your team, this is why I'm thinking multiple championships. This is Eli Manning. This is Derek Jeter. This is a guy that when the going gets tough, he gets even better. So Jay Wright, knowing all of that, because he saw him in college and won in college with him and coached him, you would think he wouldn't have the same opinion that a lot of us had when Jalen Brunson first started in this league and first came to the Knicks. Take a listen to this. This is Jay Wright earlier today here on WFAN.
I always thought he'd be an NBA champion because he's got the leadership of a winner, right. But I thought he'd be the point guard, like as a number two guy with somebody.
The number two, he thought like I did. He's a good player, not a great player. This would be typical Knicks, never ends. And that's why a lot of people are going back to the takes that we all had about Jalen Brunson when the Knicks signed him. Oh, how could you be so wrong? We weren't wrong at the time. Now we are. But at the time, even his college coach, who won championship, who knew him probably better than anybody outside of Rick Brunson, knowing his son. And he and is admitting it. Good on him for saying that. He could have easily been like, well, yeah, I always saw this coming. I knew he'd be Michael Jordan. I knew he'd be the guy that brought the Knicks their first championship 53 years. They're going to win multiple titles with him, of course. How could he not be this great? I coached him. I made him this. Not Rick Brunson. I did. He could have easily said that. And the fact that we're all so euphoric as fans right now and we're so us against the world when it comes especially to our king, to our Jalen Brunson, our precious Jalen Brunson, who took less money to be here, who continues to take less money, not for long, but continues to take less money. And good on him. He deserves it to get paid.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Even his college coach could have just said, oh, you know, I expected all this. But he was like, nah, no. I expected him to be a good point guard for this team, and then they would have to bring in a star, and Brunson would be the two to that guy's one. Now, This team is not winning a championship without Ananobi, without Cat, without they built around Brunson. But he is the centerpiece. He is Mr. Clutch. He is Captain Clutch. Without Brunson, there's no championship, but you need the guys around him. But there's nothing without Brunson. But he is the one. He's not the two. He is the one. But you can't discount the contributions of this entire team. And when you look at this finals, the first two games where Cat dominated, he was great defensively on Wemby, great offensively, and this team went off and went crazy when he started to be the focal point of the offense. OG Anunoby was awesome outside of Game 5. That tip-in that we'll never, ever forget as Knicks fans, as sports fans, which is a Mount Rushmore of iconic plays. You could argue it's a statue outside Madison Square Garden waiting to happen. The Knicks basically won the championship that night. So both of those guys were phenomenal in their own ways. But when the time came for Jalen Brunson on a night where OG in foul trouble gave you nothing, or next to nothing. Cat, foul trouble, gave you next to nothing. The bench literally was giving you nothing. 0 points throughout the game. Jalen Brunson did what he has often done. That is, put the cape on, put his team on his back, drop 45 points in a clincher in the NBA Finals. His own coach in college didn't think he'd be the best player on a team. And Jalen Brunson, with the world watching, delivered one of the great and historic clinching performances that you will ever see. And I believe this is a guy that's just getting started. And what you love most about him, obviously, he's a great player. Certainly a great offensive player. And he's not going to wake up and grow, 3 feet in the offseason. So he's always going to be undersized. But the one thing that measures up to everybody else in the league and then some is his heart, is his drive, is his determination. And that is where he is like Jeter. That is where he's like an Eli Manning. That is where he's like a Mark Messier. And when you have that type of player in your possession and he's on a team that you root for, you hold on to that for dear life. Because it not only means one championship, more often than not, it means multiple championships, especially when you consider the fact that Leon Rose is calling all the shots and this team is so connected and they love each other, and you saw them for the first time really all come together and move the basketball around. They look like the Warriors out there in their prime. That's what they look like. Tell me I'm lying. I mean, they look like the KD, Steph, Clay, Draymond Warriors when they were moving the basketball around, mowing teams down on their way to 13 straight wins. They lost 3 playoff games. 3 playoff games! 2 of them in the first 3. That's as impressive as it gets. And they took down a team in the finals that, because it was, wow. The Hawks, even though they got 2 wins, they're not very good. They're not very good. The Sixers, they stink too. Embiid is banged up, can barely move around. You didn't see the Celtics. You didn't see the Pistons. The Cavs are spineless, heartless, gutless losers. But when the Knicks get to the finals and they run into a Western Conference team, that's when they're going to get their comeuppance. That's when they are going to lose. That is when the clock strikes midnight for this gritty Knicks team. And at times in this series, when they're down double-digit points, which was every freaking game, including being down 27.5 in Game 4 and then 29 in the second half, and they had a historic comeback and won that game, even in Game 5, where the Spurs, in theory, should have been shell-shocked after Game 4. They should have laid down their swords. They should have quit. They should have said, you know what? It's not our year, but this is going to be our league soon enough. We'll have our moment in the sun. But the heck with this. We don't want anything to do with this team. Even through all of that, The Spurs were still up big in this game and still had control of the game in the third quarter, fourth quarter, but as they did over and over and over again throughout this finals, the Knicks fought, they battled back, they chipped away, they executed down the stretch, and they were the better team when it mattered the most, and that is in crunch time. And that also goes to my feeling on being so excited about the future of this team. And that is, they are clutch. They are gamers. They are winners. And through the power of friendship, they are, I think, on the verge of, because this is special, but something even more special with this team. And I get it. Tommy, you just won a championship 24 hours ago. Now you're talking about multiple championships. Well, I touched the money enough with this one. Now I'm going to touch it even more for multiple championships. Let me do that stuff, and then you can enjoy this, and I'm going to enjoy this too. But I can't help it, because I just believe this team is great and can continue to be great for years to come because of Leon Rose and Jalen Brunson.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.